Urban Audio Books presents Section 8 by Kwan. Prologue. The rising sun had just crawled over the grassy hills and was shining through the 4-foot-high picture window on the east wall of the master bedroom. The yellow-orange rays kissed Tiana softly on her cheek, making her flawless dark skin shine like polished onyx. She tried to ignore it, but the rays were persistent in their needling of her eyelids. When she tried to roll over, strands of her mid-back-length black hair got tangled in her bracelets, making her wonder why, again, she just didn't go ahead and cut it. "Too early," she grumbled, trying to duck further under the thick comforter. It only helped until the identical window on the northeast wall got in on the act. She had loved the storybook-like window when she picked out the nearly $250,000 house, one on the outskirts of Westchester. But now she wasn't so sure. Maybe she'd have Duhon trick on some shutters. Just thinking of her baby daddy fiancé made her cat jump. Duhon was a short and thick man, hung like a plow horse, and knew just how to touch her secret places with his tool. The night before, he had her speaking in tongues as they experimented with a position they'd seen on a porno. Grinning wickedly, she began fumbling behind her for the precious meat that he always rested against her back when they slept. There was nothing more exciting to her than that "he ain't peed yet" would. To her surprise, Duhon's side of the bed was cold and empty. It wasn't like Duhon to be up this early when he wasn't on the block, but it had been a while since he had played the role of a corner boy.